Now, every day, hundreds of women, many of them trafficked here against their will, work in brothels across rural Ireland. Last month, Dublin Circuit Criminal Court provided us with an insight into the scale of sexual exploitation going on in some of Ireland's key regional towns. 54-year-old Ilimar Rodriguez Ribeiro from Goiás in Brazil was jailed for 9 years for organised prostitution, running brothels and laundering the proceeds of crime. He ran brothels in Longford, Cavan, Enniscorthy, Roscommon, Ballyhadrine and Carrick-on-Shannon in County Leitrim. Well, let's talk now to Detective Chief Superintendent Colm Noonan from the Garda National Protective Services Bureau, who is in our Cork studio. Good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Justin.
This case, it gives us an indication or an insight into what's going on right across the country where women are being sexually exploited for money. And this case shows that it's not confined to the big cities. This is happening everywhere.
It absolutely is happening everywhere. Every single town, every single village, every single area of Ireland, there are women and children and men who are offering sex for sale. And at any given time in Ireland, there are up to 1,000 advertisements available where people can simply make a booking to meet a person and purchase sex, which is illegal.
And are you seeing an increase in the number of brothels operating in rural Ireland?
I think across the board, Justin, there's an increase, and there's an increase in people who are facilitating the use of houses, facilitating the movement of persons into Ireland, all to sexually exploit those persons. And that's what's at the crux of human trafficking, the exploitation of people. It's not like drug crime or other crimes where the product can only be sold once. In human trafficking, and particularly in sexual exploitation, that is a person. It's a woman, it's a child, it's a man who's being exploited, they're being abused, but their entire human dignity is being destroyed every hour, every single day.
And the women, it is primarily women who work in these brothels. Where are they coming from and how are they getting here?
So it is primarily women, but not solely. We see women from South America, from Africa, from Eastern Europe and from Asia. And indeed, we see some women who are from Ireland and they are being brought to Ireland, some on false pretenses, some on the promise of legitimate labour, some on the expectation that they can make a new life here in Ireland. But when they get here, that is crushed. They're put into prostitution quite quickly, immediately even, and their lives are controlled from there on in.
And the criminals who run these brothels, are they sourcing these women then from abroad and trafficking them into Ireland themselves to work in the sex trade here?
What we're seeing, Justin, is that the organised crime groups are behind the human trafficking of people across the world. And we describe them as transnational polycriminals. So they're involved in all types of crime. They're involved across the world. And they facilitate the movement of people and obviously the movement of monies then that are generated from sexual exploitation of people. It is pervasive. It is a very destructive crime that destroys lives. But at the root of it is organised crime gangs making money.
And there's big money involved, isn't there? We saw that in the Ilimar Rodriguez Ribeiro case where he had bank accounts with close to €1 million in them.
There's huge money involved. The United Nations' most recent estimate is that human trafficking, predominantly sexual exploitation, but including labour exploitation and forced criminality, generates a profit of $236 billion across the world.
How difficult is it to get the women who are working in these premises, in these brothels right across the country, how difficult is it to get them to come forward and speak with Gardaí?
It's always a difficult task, there's no doubt. They're in a very vulnerable situation. Their lives are being controlled, their movements are being controlled. But we do succeed. We do appeal to those women to contact us, that we are experienced in helping them. There are many support groups out there who we work very closely with in Garda Síochána who can help each of those people to get out of human trafficking, to get out of exploitation and survive. But it's not easy, Justin. It's extremely difficult because much of the control is you know, back in the country that they've come from. It's around their families. It's around the debt bondage. So they struggle to escape the life. There's no doubt about that.
What happens to them when they do come forward? These are women, as you say, who are living or working under the control or authority of a criminal or a criminal gang. So what happens if they step outside of that and come to you?
So we see, once that decision is made, that we're able to provide the proper supports. And there is a national referral mechanism in Ireland which provides housing, which provides legal advice, medical supports for those people who come out of sexual exploitation. So we will do our very best to support them. It's very difficult. Some return to the countries that they've come from. Some stay here in Ireland and make new lives here. I think the difficult part of their life is making that first decision to contact an Garda Síochána or to contact a support group. And I suppose I would say, Justin, that even if you, as a person who is being exploited, feels you can't engage with law enforcement, we can also put you in touch with support groups who can help you to get out of that life.
Okay, and your bureau, you had that successful conviction in the Ribeiro case. Can we expect other prosecutions in the future?
Yes, absolutely. And there are some before the courts and there are some under investigation. And we will see an increased amount of victims being identified. And we see an increased understanding across Irish society that this is happening right under everybody's noses. So we will see that increase. And I'd like to acknowledge the work of my own bureau and the Human Trafficking Investigation and Coordination Unit and the Organised Prostitution Investigation Unit for getting what is a very difficult investigation over the line. These aren't simple investigations. They're very, very complex. They're very, very difficult. So every single one is an achievement that protects a victim and makes a new life and helps them make a new life for themselves.
And we're talking primarily about women who are involved here, but it is men who facilitate all of this, who control it and who pay for the services that women, that these women provide.
And that's absolutely correct. You know, this whole concept and this whole structure around sexual exploitation is that there is somebody purchasing sex and that's illegal. So I would appeal to those men, and it's predominantly men, to stop, think about what you're doing, think about the harm you're doing. You're absolutely destroying a person's life. And in the case of sexual exploitation, Justin, it is fair to say that a woman is being raped, is being humiliated, is being abused multiple times a day, every single day of her life, and that's being done by men who are paying for sex. And that's not right.
Detective Chief Superintendent Colm Noonan from the Garda National Protective Service Bureau, thank you for speaking with us today. We're back with more after this break.